Right, no. I will get a question on France. I'm inclined just to limit myself to Article 1, Paragraph 2, under which we would not be able to give any help to anybody carrying on explosions.
What does it say, that article?
It says, undertakes furthermore to refrain from causing, encouraging, or in any way participating in the carrying out of any nuclear weapon test explosion or any other nuclear explosion prohibited by this treaty.
Well, I think that obviously we wouldn't give aid if that.
This would be a violation of the treaty if we did. So I think I'll just stay with that and say I'm not.
Why don't you generalize it though and not make it sort of France?
That's right.
That it doesn't look like you're just talking about France.
Now, if they press me on France, I'll say, well, President de Gaulle. I might say President de Gaulle, his press conference referring to this question is quite hypothetical, and I'd leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Fine. Good. Listen, I wrote your note about going up to David. Where are you going?
Yes, I'm going up Monday morning.
Oh, that's fine.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, it's very nice.
Right, thank you. Right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mr. Bundy called. 7:28, the program called Mr. Stephen Smith at West Hampton, Long Island. He was out and returned the call at 8:25. Then the program called him back again at 8:28, talked okay. 8:58, called Dave Powers. At 9 o'clock, Dave Powers called the president back. Okay. All righty. Bye.
You know, we got a vacancy here.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Tellers. What do you think?
Who?
Our ambassador to Costa Rica, Mexico.
I don't know a thing in the world about his administrative ability. He was a good mayor.
Yeah.
And I hear good reports on him in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
But as administrator, I just don't know.
Yeah.
Good man. And, I would think. Mighty well with the Latin America. California feels mighty left out.
Yeah.
They think Texas has gotten off with more than they entitled to because of chaos and the Latin American judge and the Latin American district attorney.
Yeah.
They feel like that we have let them down and they've got a good many recommendations. But I would hardly approve of it so far as clearing him and liking him and things like that. I don't know him well enough to know that he's captive material. I would have a question about that.
Well, I think that probably of all of the of that group, he's probably the only one that could be considered for it, because of course he's got the outstanding record. Most of them, you know, would be pretty hard put to find judges you can clear and so on. So that if we're going to get a Mexican, it looks to me like he's the fellow.
Well,
the question really is, and we don't have much else to pick from that I can see. I haven't heard any other name.
It may be. It probably does know some top Latin American in California. I tried to get him to suggest to me this last week some top people that we could be just be positive of, but they said they'd get them together, but they hadn't. But they have a million Latin Americans in Los Angeles.
I know. Well, that's one of the reasons why we're thinking about this fellow, but of course...
But they will be jealous of Texas.
Yeah.
Those people will be.
Does this one please them?
No, it will irritate them. I'm just playing straight with you because I spent 2 days with him.
Well, will it irritate him? It'd feel better if we didn't appoint a Latin. Is that it?
Unless
if
you have one of theirs.
Yeah.
What they feel is, these damn groups, I never saw them feel so better. But the Polish groups and the Mexican groups. Now, California feels that they have 42% of the Mexican population of the United States.
Yeah.
That they don't have one single appointment.
Yeah.
Now, I've proved to them that the Latins in the United States have only 1.2% of the total population, and Kennedy has given them 2.2% of the jobs.
Yeah.
He's given them twice as many jobs as the population would entitle them to.
Yeah.
And in California, he's given them, they have 10% of the California population, he's given them 8% of the jobs, which is a mighty good record.
Yeah.
But they're bitter because they have no judge, or no cabinet, or no under cabinet, or no anything. And they tell me the real reason is Wyman and some of the other people tell me is that they just haven't had anybody emerge as quality material. Now, Bobby may ought to see who his contacts are out there. I just was in there 2 days, and I have no political thing. And if I could, I think I would give consideration to trying to appoint a top flight Mexican from California.
Yeah.
If couldn't, then maybe you'd take Teos. I would be happy to Teos. It'd be a feather in my crown, but I'm thinking about you and the California situation, because that's one state that we just got to carry.
That's right. Well, I think that I'll go back on this matter.
You just count me in. Whatever you want to do is be in strong fight, but
no.
I don't want to raise it.
No, I don't think there's any sense that really is. I was thinking of California and, of course, Texas. Mexicans is the two areas. With California, it's just looking at the figures in 1960, 1,500,000. So that must be up by now. And if this is going to irritate them rather than make them happy, well, then we certainly want to take another look at it.
You know what they said to me when I told them that President Kennedy's named two ambassadors. One's California, one's Texas. They said, well, we know you got Texas. What's the ambassador one we never heard of? The one that told you.
The one that who? Told you.
Yeah. I don't know who he is, but then I said, well, he's named so many assistant district attorneys. He's named one federal judge. He's done more than any president has ever done before. And I did this in answer to their vicious criticism.
Yeah.
And I handled it very well, I think. But they kept coming back, oh, yeah, sir, but our recommendation in California has been ignored.
Well, you see, Engel vetoed that judge about a year and a half ago, which was a bad mistake, but however... well, anyway, I'll check back, see if they got anybody out there, and then I'll see whether our investigation, we don't have anybody else particularly in mind. I'll be back in touch with you.
Fine, thank you. I'll see you Monday.
Okay. George?
I'm sorry, I was on the work, Charlie.
No, that's all right. George, let's see. First... there's an article by a fellow called George Weller on Greek shipping this morning, which is rather annoying, but it's about the shipping to Cuba. And who's... Yeah, it's in the Post, and who's doing it. It makes a reference to Paul Rogers' Amendment. I'm not familiar with Paul Rogers' Amendment. I suppose it's to cut off assistance to any country, is it? That's...
You know about the Rogers Amendment? Yeah. Cuts off aid? Yeah. Alex Johnson was just here. I didn't mention about it.
What is it?
It cuts off aid to any country that's shipped to Cuba.
I think we ought to have something for this press conference tomorrow. I don't know whether, about where we are with that. I'm sure I'm going to be asked about it, as well as the thing is very provocative. You might read Weller and see what our attitude ought to be on the Rogers Amendment. That's going to pass the Rogers Amendment, I'm sure. I don't see how they can lick it, things being as they are.
We'll cover that for you.
Yeah, and you might want to talk to the Hill people, O'Brien, about the Rogers Amendment. I think particularly after the Weller article, that's going to help it very much. The other now, I talked to O'Brien on Vaccaro again, and they're still around with Bloomfield. You don't have any different thoughts than the ones we discussed the other day, do you?
The right point, if we could work that out that way. What is Larry?
Well, they were up there and they didn't know whether they could. What he was concerned about was that Bloomfield kept his present language. Somebody had offered a substitute to make it $50 million, and that might pass.
Yeah.
And number two, that. But I think our decision the other day is we just kill Bacar itself.
That's right. I think to the extent we can focus it on that, we don't get the problem that technically.
No, of course, it makes our situation, I guess, in India more complicated.
Well, I think that's right, although it's pretty sad that we can disassociate you with the executive department.
Right. Okay, fine. The other thing was I talked to Davis this morning about that Stell business.
Yes, I got a telegram off last night to George McGee on it.
I saw that one. Of course, I just want to be sure Stell wasn't going on his own sort of pace, because this isn't the time we want to agree on anything with the Russians.
No. All he was really doing was to try to smoke them out on what they had in mind.
Yeah.
On this observation.
Well, it was worded badly, I think.
It was worded to the extent that he said we'd accept the static observation post without advance notification. I think it may have gone a little farther than it could have. We're running that down to the basis for it. In any event, the cold thing is coming up on Wednesday in that.
Yeah.
In Paris, the Germans will have a full opportunity to express themselves.
Now, I got a letter from Adenauer. Did you see that letter?
No.
May not need an answer to that letter.
Well, Adenauer leaves today for Katanapi, you know, but it's probably quieted down.
The other question is whether we ought to, about those troops. Do you have any further thoughts about those?
You probably saw the incoming indicating that Brandt had said this thing was discussed in the cabinet, but Adenauer hadn't understood it, but Brandt made a full explanation in defense of it, and that Adenauer seemed to not have been happy.
Yeah.
And that Schroeder had said that he was going to be no problem. He was prepared for a long. Now, what?
Yeah.
That's all cleared up, and with Adenauer going away, and nobody else apparently
thinks about
it. So Grant happy and Schroeder happy, I'd be inclined to believe it.
Right, okay, good. Fine, thanks. Bye.
Mansfield.
I know so damn little about it other than what I read.
Well,
this
I just like to make sure you understand the full implications. So can we come over for 10 minutes?
Yeah. Right now.
Right now?
Right.